Welcome to Britt Lachey Speaks, where I speak on topics of music, movies, tech trends, books, and overall creative inspirations. Thank you for joining me, and don't be afraid to chime in on today's topic. Peace and blessings. Welcome to the Britt Lachey Speaks podcast, where we dive into the world of literature with a twist of charisma. I'm Britt Lachey. And today we're delving into a thrilling mystery with The Inner Circle by Brad Meltzer. It's a page turner, and I rated it a solid 4 out of 5 stars. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Now let's talk about what makes this book a standout for me. Brad Meltzer introduces us to the intriguing world of archivists, a profession many of us may not be familiar with. I know I wasn't truly familiar with it until reading this, but trust me, there's so much more than glorified librarians. Meltzer weaves a captivating story around these characters, and Beecher, the protagonist, quickly becomes my new spirit animal. He's got that adorable, nerdy, and smart vibe, along with a heart that genuinely cares for others. He's the introverted guy friend who's always looking out for everyone else. You need one of those in your pocket. And let's not forget Clementine, the bad girl with abundance of spunk. I mean, her name alone exudes a sense of badassery that keeps you hooked. Their dynamic duo adds an extra layer of excitement to the narrative. One of the most appealing aspects to Meltzer's writing in The Inner Circle is his masterful blend of history and fiction. The way he intertwines conspiracy theories and real events and secrets that might just be hidden in plain sight is truly remarkable. I found myself questioning whether these theories and mere fiction or hidden truths waiting to be uncovered. This book has it all. I mean, it's got action, it's got mystery, it's got romantic moments, and more. It's a roller coaster ride of emotions, and the suspense leaves you eagerly anticipating for the next installment. So I cannot wait to read book 2 in this series, and hopefully it's just as good as this one. So if you're in the mood for a gripping mystery with a touch of history and a dash of romance, The Inner Circle by Brad Meltzer should definitely be on your reading list. Thank you for tuning in to this book review segment on the Britt Lachey Speaks podcast. Happy reading! All right, fam, we're diving into a topic that's near and dear to many of us, finances. We all want to enhance our financial stability, and guess what? You can do just that. So, ladies and gents, let's grab our notepads and take some notes, because we're sharing some simple financial tips that you can start incorporating into your daily life right now. Tip 1, create a budget. Let's talk about budgeting. If you haven't already, create a monthly budget. List your income and all of your expenses. This will give you a clear picture of where your money is going. Plus, it's a great way to track your spending and identify areas where you can cut back. Tip number 2, set financial goals. It's essential to have financial goals. Whether it's saving for a vacation, an emergency fund, retirement, setting clear objectives gives you something to work towards. Make your goals specific, make them measurable, and make them achievable. There is no purpose in setting a goal that you know good and well you can't achieve. You must make them achievable. It helps keep you motivated. Tip number 3, save automatically. If you find it a challenge to save, automate it. Set up automatic transfers from your checking account to a savings account. Treat your savings like a non-negotiable expense, kind of like your rent and your utilities. It's a simple way to ensure you're saving consistently. Tip 4, cut unnecessary expenses. Review your expenses and identify where you can cut back. Do you really need that daily cup of expensive coffee or subscription you hardly use? Cutting out unnecessary expenses can free up more money for your savings and financial goals. Tip 5, educate yourself. Knowledge is power. Educate yourself about personal finance. Read books, follow financial experts, or listen to podcasts on money management. The more you know, the better equipped you are to make wise financial decisions. Tip 6, plan for the unexpected. Life happens. It can throw unexpected curveballs, so it's crucial to have an emergency fund. Try to aim to save at least 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses in case of emergencies. This financial safety net can provide peace of mind. Tip 7, invest wisely. Investing can be an excellent way to grow your wealth over time. Consider investing in stocks, bonds, or mutual funds. Don't be afraid to seek advice from a financial advisor to help you make informed investment choices. Tip 8, review and adjust. Lastly, don't forget to review your budget and financial goals regularly. Life changes, and so should your financial plan. Adjust is needed to stay on the path to financial stability. And there you have it. 8 simple financial tips that you can start incorporating into your daily life to enhance your financial stability. Remember, it's all about taking small steps that can lead to big changes in your financial well-being. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Speak Finance. I hope you found these tips helpful. Stay tuned for more exciting topics in the future, and don't forget to share your thoughts and suggestions. Until next time, stay financially empowered, and remember, you've got this. Like what you hear so far? Make sure you never miss a show by clicking the subscribe button now. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Now back to the show. Welcome back, lovely listeners. Let's get straight into the spirited discussion of when is the ideal time to deck the halls and transform our homes into winter wonderlands. Some folks swear by getting the holiday cheer started right after Halloween. It's like, bam, November 1st, and the tinsel is out. Bring out the lights, bring out the trees, bring out the blow-up thingies for the front yard. The electricity bill is going to be high for the month of November and December. But hold on, is that too soon? I personally think the day after Thanksgiving is the sweet spot. Let the turkey have its moment, then bring on the ornaments, and you can't forget the Temptations in My Mind, also known as Silent Night, that kicks off the season. These are all interesting perspectives, but what about those who argue for the night of Thanksgiving itself? Devil's advocate. There's something magical about finishing the meal and then turning the house into a festive paradise. It could be the new family tradition. Now, the million-dollar question, how late is too late to put up the decorations? Well, if you wait until mid-December, it's like you've missed the holiday spirit bus. But also, you don't want to be that person with a fully decorated tree and yard in February. Finding the balance is the key. It seems that timing is everything when it comes to decking those halls. What are your thoughts, listeners? Chime in and share your holiday decoration timelines with us by using #DeckTheHallsDebate. Coming up is the word of the week. What word do we have this week? Well, welcome back to Brittley Shea Speaks, where words weave wonders. This week, our chosen term is nothing short of enchanting, elegance. Spell it out with me, E-L-E-G-A-N-C-E. Elegance, often associated with grace, beauty, and refinement, is a word that effortlessly dances through the air. Join us as we explore its nuances and discover how to infuse a touch of elegance into our daily lives. What does elegance mean to you? Share your thoughts and experiences using the hashtag BritWordOfTheWeek. Let's make elegance a part of our vocabulary and our world. That wraps up another captivating episode of Brit Lachey Speaks. A big thanks to our wonderful listeners for tuning in. Remember, the enchantment doesn't stop here. Stay connected with us on social media using hashtag Brit Lachey Speaks. Share your thoughts on the word of the week and join the festive conversation about the perfect time to deck those halls. Until next time, keep speaking your truth, embracing elegance, and spreading joy. Wishing you a week filled with magic and meaningful moments. This is Brit Lachey signing off. Take care and speak to you soon.